We challenge one another each week, finding ways to improve. And one of the terms we use is getting 1% better. And might be, you know, one part of your technique. It goes for the coaches, goes for the players. It's a fun thing to have some things to go out at practice when you're working against each other to have some things. And if you know what I'm trying to get better and I know what you're trying, we totally work for that. And it was a great meeting today that we talked about that. Today is our day we dedicate to the ball and making sure we have the awareness to go after it defensively and continue to own it offensively. That's honestly our mindset. The ball hawking is improving. You know, last week for us to, you know, get an interception, return one, that's the style we'd love to be about, where the ball's flying around and we're getting our chances at it. So, but the great thing about it, having a turnover margin, it's a complete team stat where all three phases are really involved. So it's not an offensive stat, it's not a defensive stat, it's a team stat, and that's why we work so hard at it. So that's what we dedicate for today. Injury-wise today, I'll fill you in on those. Tevin Coleman won't participate today, and Dwight Freeney won't participate in practice today. With that, I'll open up to your questions regarding Green Bay and the game this weekend.
Coach, he'll be limited today. We saw Freeman was limited yesterday with the hip.
Yeah, he'll be back to full today, and I don't think we'll have anybody that's limited, but we will have Coleman and Freeney out. Everybody else is full go.
Coach, Courtney Freeman, mixing names.
That's okay. And happens schools. To me all the time.
Courtney Upshaw, 33 snaps last week, the most. With Shelby out, it's an opportunity for him, I guess, to get some time. How's he in his transition to defensive tackle?
You know what? We play him as defensive end a lot in our base package. And then on third downs especially, we try to feature him inside as a nickel rusher. I just keep seeing him improve at it. It's taken some time to transition, as you might expect, from being an outside linebacker, both in college and in his career at Baltimore. He's strong. He's got really quick hands. And now you get to see that get off. His weight's down low, you know, where that was something that we battled to keep it down. Now he looks crisp. He looks fresh. And he's excited for his opportunity, too. So we're going to continue down that road with him as one of our core nickel players.
Yeah, the pass deflection last week, that was he was saying Coach Cox was yelling at him, get his hands up.
Yeah, we knew, you know, if you don't get there, that's another way you can, you know, certainly affect the quarterback. But his communication, he's played alongside Vic, he's played alongside AC, Brooks Reed. That concert together of guys being able to communicate is such an important part of, you know, playing offensive line and defensive line. Think of, like, you know, the basketball. When those guys get more turns, more reps together, that communication becomes better and the performance improves too. So we feel like we're trending up there, but we're not there yet. We still got a lot of work to do.
Coach, is there any concern with Dwight? I know you had been getting him rest, you know, but now it's an injury.
So yeah, for sure there is. We're going to take it through today and tomorrow. I know he's improving, but as far as his availability, until we get back out on the field and you really can push it and go, that's where I'll know, okay, he's ready to get rocking and do what he does. We don't feature him in a lot of stuff, but the stuff that we do feature him in, man, you got to explode. You know, you can think about when you're playing in third down in 2 minutes, that's not the time to go coasting. He ain't about that. So we're going to hold him today, and then we'll take another look tomorrow and then make a determination on Saturday.
If his status is in question, so does that mean Clay kind of just stays out? You know, rather than moving inside?
And Clay and Brooks, you know, would be the ones that would pick up some of it. But we'll plan on, you know, staying like we are until we have to adjust. And if we do, you know, the guys who would help out, Brooks and Claiborne, would be more featured outside.
How important is this week's game in setting the tone for the rest of the season?
This week's really important for this week, and we don't look too far ahead. There's so much to get done. We know this is a really good team in the NFC, and we're pumped for the challenge. But past that, we'll leave for past that. Our focus, our mindset's on this team and what we have to do to play really well. And we were pumped yesterday after practice. You know, the work that they put in together, the speed that we played with, it felt right. And that part, you know, we're excited for this weekend. But past that, we're not going there.
How pleased are you with Matt's numbers and his performance this season?
He came in ready to attack. And the thing that we like quite a bit is the amount of people that have been involved in our offense, from the tight ends, the other wide receivers, the running backs. You can talk about Julio for a long time and the production that he has. But the ability for us to attack in different ways and stay aggressive and take care of the ball, I think it speaks volume of his play.
Sanu doesn't have any sensitivity today and participated in the walkthrough?
Sanu's full go. Yep.
What are the two running backs do yesterday? And are they? Is there any chance they may see the field on Sunday?
Yeah, for sure one will, and it depends how Tevin comes back, if they both will. We'll be prepared, if they're both ready to, that we can, but we're planning on Ward for sure, and then we'll determine Steven later on in the week when we know more about Tevin.
Matt Bryant could break the franchise record for points this coming Sunday. Just from your perspective, these last couple of years, what's it been like to watch him just be so consistent as a kicker so late in his career?
He provides a lot of value to how to prepare, and one of the lines that he would tell you is that, you know, in practice you treat every kick the same, and you don't change this one's shorter, this one's longer. So it's those kind of tricks that allow someone to be as mentally strong as he is to perform at a really high level for a long time. Let's face it, the guy's an extremely mentally tough competitor, and it's those little cues and tips, you know, every kick's the same, you know, the way he treats the extra point to yesterday, you know, nailing a 56-yarder, you know, at the end of practice. Every one of his approaches the same, and I really admire that about him.
Were you surprised to hear his comment that he said to us on Sunday that's the first one kind of in that situation he'd missed?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, usually he's, you know, I would say that's a good thing. I didn't know the stat of, you know, had it or not, but I can tell you he's reliable, and we sure appreciate him on this team, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Coach, been charting, and in the last games 5-7, we're seeing more stunting up front from the defensive line. Is that a game-by-game deal, or is that something that
– It is a game-by-game deal, and the more communication you have, the better you can get at those things. But we do like to look at the matchups as far as their offensive line, our rushers, how can we do that. So, yeah, that's for sure a game plan part of it.
Their ability to move and so forth.
Yeah, and how do they handle stunts, how do they handle pressures. So that's something very early in the week you want to look at and then make a determination, and then you start practicing that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we have an extensive plan in that way. We love the fact that we're able to mix and match different guys to do that. But, yeah, it's something that we look at each week.
That chemistry up front is developing to where that you all are
it has. And like most times, good chemistry starts with good communication. And that's what I'm most pleased with. It's the hand signals, the look, going back here, you know, in the film room, looking at it together, taking it out onto the practice field, working it, doing when we go against the offensive line, hey, we're going to try this stunt this time. So having the ability to work it in practice, like most things, okay, it's throwing a route, it's new coverage, it's a new rush, let's work it. And then after a little while, you start to get in a groove on it and you feel like, all right, now it's time to go. I've generally not been somebody, let's try something one time in practice and then let's go try it. I'd like to see what it feels like a little bit, and how's it look on this formation, and what about this situation? And then by that time, we kind of get it ready, and that's generally when I've had more success. The times where I've tried to do the one-off ones that you saw someone else do one time, there's usually a hole there that I wasn't aware of. And so I try to make sure I study it and look at it first.
On defending Aaron Rodgers, does he use the hard count perhaps better than any other quarterback pre-snap, and are teams giving him the pocket because they think he's so much more dangerous when he's running outside the pocket with the ball?
Well, I'll hit you on the first one regarding the cadence. He's fantastic at it, and you've seen so many times they have a very good coordinated effort when a defensive lineman or a blitzer jumps of converting that route, you know, into the downfield throws. You'd be surprised. There's also some PIs that happen on that time where they're just taking their shots all the way down the field. So we've got to be really disciplined. You would think it would just happen at home. It's not. They're very good and silent as well on third downs. And then the second part of your question, oftentimes he'll just get outside the pocket. It's easier said than done to just keep a guy who can run in the pocket, you know, to – nice line to say, but it's hard to do. So more than likely, he's going to get outside the pocket like mobile quarterbacks can do, and that's when you better be at your best. We call the term plaster, where down the field throws, you better make sure you know your coverage is on point. But he's a complete player, knows how to utilize the guys by complete player cadence, line of scrimmage stuff, knowing the information, getting them into the right checks. They're terrific in 2 minute. He's a heck of a competitor. And it's one our challenge is real, and one for sure our defense is looking forward to.
How much damage do you think Julio can do against this banged-up Green Bay secondary?
Well, really, when we come back to it, we want to look at the scheme and say, okay, how can we go attack? He's for sure in our thoughts quite a bit. But we'll have to see how they play him. Sometimes looks go one way and other opportunities come about. But as a competitor, he has one of the rarest abilities to stay focused really long, really into it for a long time. It's a trait that really terrific competitors have. If his looks are there, he's going to make you pay. And that's not just, you know, for this week, but that's, you know, in all the games that we go into. But we'll have to see how the game plays out. He's for sure a featured part of what we do. That's no big surprise in the press conference here today. But we do love his attitude that he brings to us. And if he gets his op, depending on where the coverage goes or where the route takes him, he's usually more than ready to capitalize.
It's only seven games into the year, but he's currently on pace to put up his most yards per game in a season. When you look at his numbers, are you ever, you know, taken aback by what it is that he's able to do on a week-in, week-out basis?
I'm not taken back because of what I see on the practice field. And that's where a lot of the work that goes on, that goes unseen to the public, and the details that he and Matt go through on the big plays, you know, the work that he puts in practice. And to have other guys model that kind of behavior, you can see, all right, as our very best receiver, or you can say player in lots of ways, to have that kind of work ethic, that kind of mindset, that way to attack, how is it not really valuable for the entire team?
Coach, how did Jalen Collins play last week in his return? And then is there any truth to this report that the coaches didn't want Jalen and the administration did in the draft? I wasn't aware of that.
In the draft?
Yes.
Well, I'll answer your first question first. Yeah, no problem. I'm not sure where that came from, but I'd be glad to nail that one. The first part, he played on special teams. I thought he really utilized his speed at Gunner. He's improved. He played that position quite a bit last year. But he really looked good. He looked fast as he was going. As far as him being our team, Thomas and I have worked together over the last 2 years, free agency, the draft, and all the discussions we've had together. So not sure where that came from, but 100% false. We're pumped he's here. We think he's got a big future with us. You know, he had a setback in the offseason that limited, you know, his playing time entering the season. But he's somebody that, you know, moving forward here, he's a Falcon, and we're pumped to have him here. So wherever it came from, got to throw that one out.